There was a one-day strike in Germany yesterday by workers for Seattle-based Amazon.com. The company says 1,100 employees didn't show up for work at three shipping warehouses. And German trade union organizers brought their protest to Amazon's South Lake Union headquarters yesterday as well. The story from KUOW's Deborah Wong.
The German trade union Verdi sent two representatives to Seattle. They were joined by a few dozen local union activists. They stood in front of Amazon's headquarters chanting, "We are people, not robots," in German. Verdi has been engaged in a series of one-day strikes against Amazon. The union has a number of grievances. First off, it says Amazon refuses to recognize the union for the purpose of collective bargaining. Marcus Hoffmann-Achenbach is an organizer for Verdi.
They don't want to negotiate with Verdi at all. They don't want to sign any contract. All they want to do is, doing the best for Amazon, and that's paying the cheapest wages and not that what the people want and the people need.
Hoffmann-Achenbach says starting wages at Amazon are well below the prevailing wage for workers in the retail sector. The company disputes that claim. In a statement, Amazon says it pays above the prevailing wage, but it regards shipping warehouses as being in the logistics sector, not the retail sector. Starting wages in the logistics sector are about 30% lower than in the retail sector. This may seem like a fairly local dispute, but U.S. union activists are hoping it will have some resonance here. The one-day walkouts in Germany are the first ever strikes against Amazon, according to union officials. The company says the walkouts have not delayed holiday shipments. Amazon workers in the U.S. are not unionized. Company officials have said in the past that negotiating with unions would hurt efficiency and innovation. The company said in a statement, "We feel it's best to deal directly with our employees, not through an intermediary." I'm Deborah Wong, KUOW News.